Boy, closer to me. Feel me to throw it, Motsy.
That's what she said.
Thank you for holding. Oh, no, thank you for holding.
Holding?
Oh, my God. Welcome to another episode of Hoosier Nerds Podcast. You got Mikey and the two Chrises. It's a, let's just say, I get done with work at 4:30. I've been in a staff meeting until 6:50.
That's insane. Were they still going?
No. They ended it at, they were wrapping up at 6:49. So I waited another minute or two just to get, you know, an extra minute of pay. I'm going to take that, whatever, you know, a minute of pay is for us.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Sorry. Well, I'm still complaining, but we're not complaining. No more job complaining until, you know, it randomly comes up later. So, did everybody watch Game of Thrones?
No, but I watched House of the Dragon.
Did everybody watch the new episode of House of the Dragon?
I watched the first episode, not the second one.
He's always an episode behind.
Dude, hey, listen. I started it. I started it last night when I was in bed, and I fell asleep watching it, and I don't remember where I fell asleep.
You don't know where? So, what do you remember?
I don't know.
that episode about put me to sleep, but I wasn't even in bed.
I do remember Aegon's freak out, but that's about it.
Okay. He was destroying the Lego set.
Yeah, what the hell? Like, why would you destroy the tiny city? I love the tiny cities. I wish I had a tiny city.
I know, I wish I had a tiny city also. I'd call it my mini.
I was watching it, and it always comes up, and it's TV, it's MA, right? Why is this even MA? There's no reason for it to MA. It could really be TV-14.
Because of the sex.
There's no sex. There was barely any boobies in this episode. There is no floppy wieners anymore. Why are we still MA? Because they see the C word? Is that why?
I really brought it up, I think, the other day. I think Game of Thrones, the first two or three seasons, really got, you know, it was really good, but to hook other people, they were showing, you know, basically almost porn.
Yeah, so but now they got that they got Allison's in the bathtub yesterday. I'm sorry, I don't like my filth this clean, you know? I'm sorry. She's taking a bath, and it's just, it might as well just be watching, you know, network.
I think I know why it's MA.
Why do you think it's MA?
Because... Shh, be quiet.
Is it because everything else is MA and they want to keep it?
No, it's because what I think it is because they're portraying ideas that are triggering to a lot of people, like, you know, the roles of women and the roles of men, and they're putting everybody in the traditional sense, like, hey, you know, men go out there and protect and hunt and gather, and the women, they're there to clean and, you know, take care and
the servers and the whores and stuff.
Birthing. Yes,
right. I see what you're saying.
I think that's why.
It could be.
It will, I get trigger that. People.
It's not that hard to trigger people movie. Anymore.
It is a slow moving episode, though. There was not a lot.
It's not a bad episode by any sense.
No, but do you feel like they're just showing, okay, maybe we need to show a flying dragon just to show that we have dragons?
Yeah.
I feel like they just throw that in there because there's a guy on the beach, and spoiler alert, there's a dragon up in the sky and he looks at it.
I don't know what that part had to do with it. That part literally had nothing to do with anything else in the episode.
To
I swear.
Show that they have a dragon, I guess, because you can't have a show called House of the Dragon if you don't have dragons in it. That's my only thought. I don't.
Maybe know. It'll show up like maybe it's headed in a certain direction, and it's like next episode, it'll be like, oh, okay, that's the dragon that was going, you know.
It's like flying that
way. Well, in the preview for the next episode, it does kind of, you know, lead to that. Like, we know we know what's going on. But no, it's a good episode. I don't hate the episode. It's not, you know, season 8, but it's
Like, if this you look on like IMDb, it says episode, like it says episode one, A Son of Her Son, episode two, Rhaenyra the Cruel. Then it says episode three, or it says episode number 2.3. Then it says four, A Dance of Dragons, episode 2.5. Like, they don't even have a name of the next episode on this, but they have it for.
Well, they don't want to spoil four. Anything. They don't want to spoil.
But they have it for episode four.
Because that's like, I think episode four is going to be where the war starts.
I don't know. They better have something showing up here soon. You know, I know there's no floppy wieners. There's no boobies. There's clean bathtub shows. I'm disappointed. I'm sorry.
Booty.
There's not
last episode.
Yeah. And then you got the, you know, then there's the blood is not as like gory as Game of Thrones either.
Motsi, you're not allowed up here. Get down.
I feel that they're like darkening everything. So it's not as violent.
I agree. I don't want to say they're PG-ing it, but they're definitely cutting back on certain things.
Yes. And
there's certain things I'm okay with them cutting back on. Like, I don't need to see, you know,
floppy wieners.
I don't need to see floppy wieners all the time. And, you know, I don't really need to see boobies all the time, even though, you know, it's nice.
I'm not going to turn it down.
You're right. I'm an adult man. I'm not going to turn down boobies.
Right.
Now, granted, I got a wife, so it's.
But don't edit out like where you would normally show boobies. Don't be editing it out. I feel like they're just editing it out.
And granted, I haven't read the book this one's based on in a long time. I'm rereading the books, Mikey, by the way.
Sorry to interrupt, Chris.
You're fine.
That because of society, we're not allowed to have big floppy wieners and boobies out anymore.
Well, I'm just surprised there's not a tranny in there now. I don't think that's the thing, because if you watch almost any other network show, it's almost as bad anymore. Like regular cable, I feel like I get a lot of, you know, sex and shit in it too.
That's just possible.
Maybe not as, you know, I don't get to see, you know, full frontal, but.
Right. I was just curious maybe if that has changed the show environment.
Maybe a little bit, but at the same time, I don't think so, because I don't think the boomer parents are out of the way, and it's, you know, kids. It's like people my age and like your age now with kids. It's like
the boomer parents were the one that was making movies with gratuitous nudity that was totally like.
But they were also the ones that were super like against it all. They're ones of do as I say, not as I do.
If you watch all these, if you've been watching these movies from the 70s and 80s, like I do, like the gratuitous, like, come on. I watched a movie last week called Summer School Teachers from 1975.
That sounds like a porn.
It was, I mean, it wasn't there. Honestly, it wasn't as I watch it for the cheesiness, and it pops and crackles like an old movie. And then everything else is just bonus. Yeah, they had like a teacher like doing a student.
Ooh.
And this stuff was like those scenes, some of those, the nudity is so gratuitous. So it can't be the boomer people. I don't know. Maybe it is my generation or the generation underneath, which is your generation. That is so, no, we're not doing this. We don't need that. We don't want that. Nobody wants.
Maybe it's, we don't care anymore. Like we don't have to see it. So it doesn't have to be put.
Well, yeah, I mean,
to get our attention.
It's forever. It's everywhere now. I mean, everything's on the internet. So I guess maybe.
Yeah, I don't need a rated R. I don't need James Bond to see some boobies. I can just load up, you know,
James
Instagram.
Yeah, that is true. You X.
Yeah, I can just load up X or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just wondering. So
I get what you're saying. It's definitely something, you know. It's noticeable.
It is noticeable. I'm not just talking about
nudity. I'm not talking about the nudity. I'm just talking about like everything for advertising. It's got to be clean now for advertisements.
I think it's just cleaned up. I really do. I think it's not that gritty, violent, dirty Game of Thrones, like the first three or four seasons of Game of Thrones was. Actually, all of Game of Thrones was that way, pretty much.
Yeah, but it did clean itself up there because What's-Her-Face, you know, signed the contract saying that she won't do nude stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And then other actors.
I'm talking about, like, gross violence, too, like beheadings. Oh. And I want to see some beheadings. I want to see some entrails falling out, you know?
Well, you might get your wish because I feel like the violence is coming in quick.
Somebody needs to choose violence really quick because.
Well, I think Damon's gonna put on his cloak of. Oh, what was the meme I saw? Basically, whenever he puts the hood on, the evil shit's about to happen. Like a baby getting its head chopped off.
Well, yeah, they didn't show that, though. They didn't show anything. They, like, everything was off camera, which I'm not surprised by that. That one didn't.
No, I would not have wanted to. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, no, that would have been a bit too far. I agree with
now,
that.
Now, you know, a grown man getting his head cut off. I'll go on to live leak or whatever it's called and watch that happen. No, well, I'm joking. I can't see that.
I mean, I don't know. I just, you know. Who's what's his name? Hang on. Who's Alfie Allen? What did Alfie Allen play in Game of Thrones? What was his name?
Wasn't he one of the Lannister kids?
No, he wasn't a Lannister. He was the
Oh, he was the guy that got his wiener.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, that's him.
What was his name? I feel bad. I feel like I let down my Game of Thrones fandom.
I know. I feel like I should know what his name is. I'm looking.
Greyjoy.
It's Reek.
Well, no, that was his pet name.
Theon.
Theon Greyjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we did see Theon get his balls cut off. And, you know, we enjoyed that because we always thought that Theon was a slime ball. I always thought Theon
was one of the best written characters in that show. We loved him. We hated him. We loved him.
Well, it was like that with every bad guy. I mean, because you hated Joffrey so much, but the kid did such a great job.
Yeah.
That you hated him that much. But
he
deserved
every award he got.
You also did not like Jaime Lannister at the beginning, only to find his character awesome.
And then to hate him again when he went back to Cersei.
Well, I mean, but who cares? But you still liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Theon Greyjoy. Yeah, Reek. There he is. Yeah, I liked Theon. He was good.
What's some other characters that we didn't like in the beginning, but liked at the end?
Oh, but I mean,
but what I'm thinking of is Draco.
Malfoy.
Who?
Harry Potter,
Draco Malfoy.
Somebody in a movie that you hated, but you loved to hate them.
Even in a TV show.
Other than Game of Thrones, though, is what he's saying.
Okay, so I've been watching Little House on the Prairie because I've been running through every episode, right? And I'm finding that freaking
he talks about it in our group.
Mrs. Olsen is freaking hilarious. She was like the world's first Karen, right? She was always up in everybody's business, and she was negative about everything. I'm finding that I relate to her more now than ever, and she is my favorite character on that show. Because this show's devastating. We already had, the other day, we had these people selling bad sheep to people to cut up, like, mutton. And it was, like, laced with the anthrax, so, like, this guy lost his son. And his son just dies right there on the air. And this is a family show.
But didn't you say they are dropping the N-bomb, like, left and right?
They dropped the N-bomb, like, the hard R, yes. Because they didn't want Willis from Different Strokes was on one episode, right? and he was in school, and there was like, can you tell us one thing that you don't like? You know, they was talking about, you know, like chores or doing laundry or feeding the animals. And he says, being a, with a hard R, the N word with a hard, I was like, wow. Then this boxer wanted to move into town, and they didn't want the N word in town. We don't need that N word. He said it like two or three times.
So it wasn't. Was it about acceptance in the end? Like
it was. Yeah, it was very much. There was always a lesson learned. It is about acceptance. But you know, they didn't have to censor back then because it fit with the time of the show. You know, it's 1870s, 1880s. You know, so it really fit in with the time period, and they didn't hold back. And but I will say, for all these people and all these women saying that there were never any strong women characters, like, ever, and we, you know, they're pushing that agenda, obviously, with Acolytes, right?
Ripley from Aliens?
Dude, like, those women on Little House on the Prairie, they're not just, woman, listen to me, get back in the house and make me a sandwich. Like, those women, like...
Those women will grab a Colt and go shoot you.
That's exactly right. And that's portrayed in that TV show. They're not just... They don't just lay over and do what the husband says, you know? Those were pioneer women. Those are strong... And they're strong TV characters. You know what I mean? They don't come off as a weak wife, you know, that just takes care of the homestead. God, she's out working the fields, and she's taking care of sick people, and she's doing this and doing that. And old Charles gets his ass kicked because he's stupid. Charles Ingalls got his ass kicked more often than not. He's always breaking ribs and stuff. So poor Carolyn Ingalls has to go out and get a job, support the family. She's not afraid to get her hands dirty. So and I got to thinking about all these women characters just in TV shows, even into the 80s or even in the 70s. You had like single, even in sitcoms, you had women, you know, like single moms raising their kids, but they were strong women roles. They were. I don't know where this analogy came that women characters in shows were weak, because I haven't seen it. I know there was a disparity in pay, and I'm not going to touch that because I don't know enough about it. And there should never have been a disparity in pay. You know, if you're an actor, you're an actor. It shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Guy or girl, you should get paid either way. But this disparity, saying that there was never any strong female characters in TV and movies, is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Oh yeah, definitely Ripley from Aliens. Shoot, Goldie Hawn played a football coach. She played a high school football coach.
Heck, any of the ladies from the Golden Girls.
Yeah, the Golden Girls itself, that show carried itself. Maude, Mary Tyler Moore. I mean, there's a lot of, even women that were married in sitcoms, you know what I mean? Like, they were like in Growing Pains, you had the Seaver family, but the mom is strong. The Cosby Show, that's a bad analogy because of Bill Cosby, but his wife was a lawyer, a successful lawyer, you know what I mean? And even the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was the same way. Wasn't she a lawyer as well?
She was a lawyer, but I think she quit to be a stay-at-home mom, take care of her.
So there was all kinds of strong female characters out there. Tons of them. Police shows, cop shows, Cagney and Lacey. What was it? Pepper, what was that? I don't know. Police Woman, there was another one there. And those in the 70s. So to say that there was there was no female strong female characters, I don't know where they got this analogy from. Princess Leia. She was a leader. She was the
head of the rebellion.
Yeah.
And then you have, what's her name from the sixth movie that was only in that movie? Mon Mothma.
Yeah.
She was the political head. Leia was the strategic head, and Mon Mothma was the political head.
Well, even a Padme.
Yep. It's Queen Amidala herself.
Right.
She was the, if you think about it, she, except for like the episode three, she was the one of the heroes the entire time. Episode three, she kind of died like a wimp, but.
Well, she died of sadness, but.
I want them to come out and say like why she actually died. Like
give us a real reason, not because she was sad because Anakin tried to choke slam her.
Like did he drain her force energy or something? I would accept that.
I would too. Yeah, I agree with that. But I don't know. I can think of a ton of strong women roles where they did not
make her gay and lame.
Yes, exactly. And
I'm not saying gay female characters are lame. I'm just quoting South Park and Kathleen Kennedy.
Right. Yeah. That's why she made. Yeah. Cause then they've totally ripped a whole, they got what they got some guy in there that only lives to be 50 years, according to Star Wars canon. Yet it's 100 years before.
Yeah. Something like that. And episode, they like had to go back and like to like the official Star Wars canon website, like actively change his thing. And it actually was so bad. It crashed their site.
And they've changed the way the Force, like they made a Force baby. So Anakin's,
yeah, so now Anakin's not special now because. Yeah.
What are they doing? What are they doing? I'm sad.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's, people are saying they're not. Well, and what are they saying? The holiday specials is no longer the worst Star Wars show ever.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, but I don't want to make myself mad, so I'm not going to watch it.
I thought about watching it, like giving it a shot, and I probably will. I gave Andor a shot. I'll probably give this a shot.
Did you finish Andor?
I watched 2 or 3 episodes. And you know what? Everybody says it gets good. Everybody says it's probably one of the best. Now, this is like people I trust their Star Wars takes are saying it's one of the best things Star Wars has put out. And I want to trust them, but I couldn't get past those first 2 or 3 episodes.
I couldn't either. I watched as many as I could, and I just couldn't.
And I've seen clips. Like, I've seen different clips of the show, and it looks really good. But
those are the best parts of the show.
Yeah. It's like when you see, like, clips of a comedy special, and those clips are just the best jokes, and you're waiting through the comedy special to get to those, you know, lines.
I don't know. It's just devastating. Everything's going to hell.
I don't know. I from what reports are saying that like they're in full like panic mode now.
Good.
And like, what's her name? The head of the show has been like retracting a lot of things she said.
That's on their own.
And like we said last week with Inside Out, it's amazing how well a show can do when you don't push an agenda, or a movie can do.
You know, I do want to see Minions or Despicable Me 4. That comes out next week.
Oh. I have yet. I've only seen the first 2 Despicable Me's and only the first Minions, but I've loved them. They've all been really funny.
Yeah, so I would love to see. I don't know if I've seen 3 or not. I'll have to see. I can't remember if I've seen Despicable Me 3. I know.
Whichever one was like the Mexican wrestler was the bad.
No,
guy.
That was the second one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the last one I saw.
Was that 2?
Yeah, that was 2.
That was a funny one.
I liked it.
The first one is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Minion May. Oh no, that's Minion May. Yeah, Despicable Me 2 is, I think that's the one where they go to the. Hold on, I'm looking for the. Yeah, Lucy Wilde, the anti-villain league. Yeah. Recruits Groot to help her agency discover who has stolen the lab and its research. They know they have the thief has a store in a mall. That's Despicable Me 2. So maybe I haven't seen Despicable Me 3. Oh, do I have? That is it. Is it The Rise of Gru?
No, that's Minions 2.
I guess I never saw Despicable Me 3.
I didn't know there was a third one. Like when they said 4 was coming out, I was like,
maybe that was it. Maybe that's what I don't know if there's.
Maybe that one came out during like COVID or something.
Oh no, that's the one where he meets his brother.
Oh, is that the one with the brother?
Yes, I saw that one. That's Mikey's a good one too.
The Mikey's the one with the kid. He should know all this.
Yeah.
Say what?
All the Despicable Me movies.
No, I've only seen... I think I saw the second one. Yeah, I saw the second one.
The second one's with the wrestler and the brother. Not the brother, the one in the mall. The third one is the brother.
No, like, I remember the second one because of Vector or whatnot, the guy in the orange.
I thought the third one was... Or the first one was Vector.
No. Yeah, the first... Yeah.
Because the second one's the one with the
luchador. They try to steal the moon. The first one, they try to steal the moon. The second one's they set up to shop at the mall. The third one's when he meets his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, is it third?
I've never seen that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know I've seen one and two and Minions one. And I love the Minion ones because I laugh so hard at the Minions because I'm a child at heart.
Their ride's really good at Universal. Minion Mayhem.
We went to our anniversary was yesterday, and we went to Cincinnati. We went to a Cincinnati and Boston Red Sox game, and then we went to then also that day we went to a really nice restaurant. Spent over $100 at one restaurant.
Cincinnati has a restaurant that costs over $100. Would you do go to like Kentucky Fried Chicken or something?
No, it was called Mama's Italian restaurant, and it was really good. It was the wine that got us. The wine was expensive.
Oh.
But
I stick to my barley sandwiches.
Well, yeah, you should have just went to Olive Garden, Chris.
Olive Garden's raising their prices. Did you see that?
Everybody's raising their prices. What are you talking about?
Well, no, they like announced, like there's a whole like news article I read that like they're raising their prices. Like
me and Josie went through the drive to Wendy's the other day, and I just got a single. She got chicken nuggets, and it was $10 or $20 for two of them.
Yeah, I went to Wendy's the other day, and it was like way too much for just me.
Yeah, it's always this 21 when we go to Cane's. We went to Cane's last week when we went to Fort Wayne. We stopped at Cane's first. Mm-hmm. And we went to Cane's and then went to Fort Wayne, go record shopping. And it was $21. It's always $21 whenever we go to Cane's. But damn, them sandwiches are so good.
Dude, when we went to Cane's the other day, that was so good. We're getting a Chick-fil-A in Richmond now.
So we're getting one in Kokomo. Don't think you're special.
Oh, I'm not, but you know what's special about mine? It's going into an old Steak and Shake.
That's sad.
It's sad. Well, Steak and Shake had that stint where they all... We don't have a Rally's. We had three Rally's. When Kimberly first moved here, there were two Rally's. There were originally three, but all the Rally's closed down. In
all
town,
of them?
Sad. All of them.
That's awful.
I know. I love Rally's.
I don't go there enough, but they're a little pricey.
Yeah, but Steak and Shake closed, apparently, because they failed a bunch of... code violations.
Too many bugs.
Basically. Well, Richmond actually has a... I don't know why, but Richmond has a gnat issue. Everybody just accepts it. I can't stand it. Like, ever since Kimberly... You know, when Kimberly first moved here and we first started dating, it was like a thing. Like, she was like, what? Like, she was like, I have so many gnats, and she brought it up. And people were like, yeah, you'll get used to it. And it's like, that's not something I want to get used to.
Speaking of spending a lot of money, so, like, we're going to see Metallica in August in Chicago, right? Well, I saw this TikTok of these guys scamming people for parking at a Reds White Sox game where they run up and down the street on these scooters and they wear like safety vests and a roll of cash.
High-vis vest will get you a long way.
Well, the safety vest, and they tell people, you got to park. We're running out of spaces. It's $40, $40. And they take your money and then they're gone. They're not even working parking. Mm-hmm. So I've got to pay to park, which I can. I'm going to buy online. You can buy it at the Soldier, because I'm playing Soldier Field. So I'm going to the Soldier Field. I don't want to go up there and face that, because I don't know. It's not like Indianapolis. You know what I mean? Indianapolis, you kind of know the area, and you know that you more than likely you're not going to be ripped off if you go to a sporting event at Lucas Oil.
The police it pretty well there at Lucas Oil.
So, but in Chicago, I have no clue. So I'm going to buy it. I've got to do it this week. A parking spot ahead of time at the stadium.
Yeah.
$58. And that's not even like close to the stadium. That's like away from the stadium, but
that's like
their parking area. But I figure I'm kind of treating it like the race. If we park farther away, it's easier to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Than parking. Well, that's
when Kimberly and I went to the game, we got there pretty early. And it was already filling up. We got there like 2 hours early and their parking was already getting taken. Mikey, remember when you and I went to the Cubs game?
Went to the Cubs game too.
We went to another one.
Yeah.
And we parked underneath like the overpass. Well, we tried to park there and it was booked or full. So then we were like, you know what? We'll just go park where we parked last time. We were like the first ones to park there. But we were like, you know what? We'll get out early. We'll get out easily.
We got out very similar to that one by that time we went. I parked there again a couple years ago with my brother and nephew, and we parked there and we got right out. That's a good place to park. But it's going to be $58 to park, and we're going to have to eat inside the stadium. So it's got to, I'm guaranteeing it's going to be more expensive than Lucas Oil.
You're about to spend a ton of money.
Yeah. So, well, the parking's already paid. The tickets are paid. Yeah. I just got to have money for food. So,
and you don't have to, like, you could take your own food, eat in the car, and then just like get a hot dog or something.
Oh my god, you sound so my parents when we used to go to Kings Island when I was a kid. Time for lunch. Let's walk out to the car and have meatloaf sandwiches. We're not paying money for Kings Island food. Whatever, Chris. Thanks for the flashback. Love it.
You're welcome.
No, it's, I ain't taking no damn food. Unless they have like barbecue and shit, I bet you that food's good in Chicago at the stadium, you know?
Yeah.
It ain't like, I mean, you know, you have your basics, hamburgers and hot dogs, but you know, they always have those specialty booths with like local food.
Well, so. I had Skyline Chili the other day, and I was not impressed.
Did you go to like the restaurant Skyline Chili or at the
stadium?
Really? Where'd you get it from? Yeah. Up in the outfield?
No, it was in their fan zone. So, you know, it should have been good.
You know, I had it from that fan zone and ours was good. Sometimes you can get a bad batch. It just happens.
Well, I was not a fan of their chili. It was just a bunch of shredded cheese.
Dude, you can never have enough cheese.
It was just a bunch of shredded cheese.
There's no such thing as too much cheese. You wouldn't like my tacos because I load up. My Skyline Chili Dog, those bastards, I don't even care. While I'm eating cheese out the bag while I'm putting it on my stuff. Because you can't go wrong with cheese.
Yes, you can.
Cheesier the better.
With how much cheese was on those dogs, I was gonna get stuffed up for days.
How much was it? Was it like $12?
Dude, it was way too much damn money.
Everything in that place is expensive.
Everything in Cincinnati is expensive.
Well, it seems like this was said it's gonna be like that Chicago. And then luckily, and then of course we end our concert season with ELO, but they're playing the Field House. So we'll eat before we go there. So that'll save me some money. But there's three of us. So
three?
To go see ELO, yeah.
Wow, aren't you popular? Three people.
I'm only popular because I buy the tickets. Let's be real.
And you can drive.
And I can drive. Yeah, I'm the only one that can drive, yeah.
It blows my mind that she's, what, 18, 19? And
dude, her friend's the same way. Maddie, same way. She can't drive either. She's the same age. She just turned 19 in April. Neither one of them can drive.
My parents, when I turned 16, said I am getting a car.
I keep telling this I told him, like, you know, I said, if you get a driver's license, you could go see your friend Maddie up in Cedar Lake. How about that? Instead of having me or your mom drive up there 2 hours to come pick her up to come stay with you for the weekend. Or if she got her license, she could come down here and stay with you. And then we could all go to the, I could drive just to the concert. You know, I don't have a problem with that. Youth today.
Or if she drives, she can go, you know, take herself to work instead of having to get a ride to work.
That. Or I could get shit faced at a concert and she could drive home. I would never do that.
That's way too much money.
It's way too much money.
I can only imagine how much money it would take to get shit faced at a concert.
I don't have. That'd be at least
grand.
No, I bet you about 60, 70, maybe $100.
Well, depends on what you get.
What you're drinking. But some of that stuff's like $15, $20 for the harder stuff. And you know they're watering that stuff down. So,
of course.
I don't know. I don't want to spend that my kind of money and go to a concert and then not be able to remember it. I never understood those people. So.
Oh, well. It's your money. It's their money. They can do
what
they want.
It's their money. Exactly. Shoot, concert tickets are too expensive to be deciding. Oh, I think I'm going to drink a lot tonight. You know, when tickets were $18, it wasn't that bad, you know, or $30. Now they're a lot more.
Oh, I know. I was looking at getting tickets for Kimberly and I, and it was like, nah, I'm okay.
Did you go on the Tick Pick app?
Yes. And it was 100%.
It depends on what it is. There's so much cheaper on that app. That's where I buy all my. The only ones I didn't buy on that app was Slipknot. Because they were cheaper on Ticketmaster, even with the fees. So I bought our Slipknot tickets on.
How much on you talk about this place, you need to get us a sponsorship.
What?
You talk about Tick Pick so much that you need to get a sponsorship. App.
We should get a sponsorship from Tick Pick because I live and die by that. I had three of our concerts we got off Tick Picks this year. How many concerts are we going to? Three. I'll get ELO off this ticket. So there's four of them. Slipknot's five. And then we saw Slow Dive. That's six. So four out of the six concerts we're seeing this summer, I got tickets off of Tick Pick.
Every time you say that, I think you say Dick Pick.
I know. It's because you're a perv.
Oh, we all are.
And then the history. What's my history? And then, of course, I bought a lot of stuff off of them already, you know, like Hank Williams Jr. and a lot of other ones that I saw. Who else did I see? Oh, we got Korn. I do Korn once. Bush, Breaking Benjamin, those. I saw those. Do Tick Pick. It's great. For our market, it's where it's at. Because ELO tickets on Ticketmaster are a lot more expensive with their fees than it is for this. So. We'll see.
Oh, like I don't. Sorry, I'm just gonna complain about work really quick. I feel like my day. Like I'm not even gonna have a time off. Like I had things I wanted to do after work, but now here I am. Sorry.
Yeah, but you could do that at any job. I've done that a lot of times. I feel like I've done it when I worked for a roofing supply company and shoot, I would do like at Lowe's to pick up overtime. I would unload a truck and I would work from 8 a.m. till like 10 a.m. and then be back in at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m.
You know, I shouldn't complain I know it's not, I'm not going to get overtime because I had PTO on Monday, but still I shouldn't complain about extra pay, but I am, because I hate this job.
Then you said, that job that you hate is somebody else's dream job. Oh, shut up. Nobody wants this job. It's not their dream job. Don't tell me that. Don't patronize me.
Somebody said that to you?
No, I saw it on a post. That food that you complained about, that you had to eat leftovers, that's somebody's favorite meal, and they can't afford it.
No, it's not. If the food I made that I hated, that I didn't want to eat, somebody's favorite food, then...
It's a bag of frozen peas, a thing-a-minute rice, and a bag of shrimp from Walmart. I don't think that's anybody's favorite meal. So, I don't know. Not all tickets are cheap on this. Like for the Chili Peppers. Chili Peppers playing, what you call it? Deer Creek. And the lawn seats are $150. I ain't paying $150 to see them. And then I think, shoot, that Noah Cahan guy or whatever. Cahan Cohen, Cain, Noah Cahan, whoever. His lawn seats... Because he played Deer Creek back in earlier this month. They were $250 for lawn seats. I buy lawn seats because I'm cheap. Yeah, cheapest for Pearl Jam are $240. That's the lawn tickets. That's one ticket.
I think Nick went to go see him a couple years ago, but that was like at the amphitheater or something.
Yeah, that's where they're playing. They're supposed to play last year, and they had to cancel. So they rescheduled it for this year. But that's $240. I think Alanis Morissette's expensive, too. There were people I wanted to see this year, but we had to pick and choose. Yeah, that's, I guess they're not too bad. Alanis Morissette with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. That would be a good show, actually. Their lawn seats are $76. Which is what I'll pay. I'll pay that or more, but I'm going to see ELO. I'd rather pay that for ELO than Alanis Morissette.
Post Malone is going to be
ELO's.
Yet.
Who?
Post Malone.
Oh, I saw that he's going to have a show in September.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. In Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm. At Deer Creek.
You don't have to take your own weed. You can get high just by standing there.
Totally.
I really want to go see Dan and Shade.
Yeah, the Sierra does too. I was just about to say that.
So they're really good. Me and Kimberly loved them.
Yeah.
Well, I see a lot more angrier people than y'all want to see.
Well, if you see angry people, then you're only going to think angry. August 2nd, Blink 182.
Yeah, they're a little pricey, though, I thought. Dan and Shay, here they are, $40. You can get lawn seats. Dan and Shay, Jake Owens,
we won't be able
Dylan
to,
Barlow.
We wouldn't be able to go. She's got a concert that day.
Friday, July
August 19th. 2nd or August 7th, Cage the Elephant, Neon, and Phil Tor. That's not a bad one.
Who?
Cage the Elephant.
Oh, yeah. Blink is playing. We have a Pierce the Veil. Yeah, Creed's expensive. Creed's very expensive.
Imagine decent
shitty seats for Blink are $120.
Did you guys hear that T Swift is going to end her tour in Indianapolis?
Can't come soon enough. Holy shit. Not all my music's angry.
I'll put those tickets on my wedding.
Your wish list.
What's the worst? No one buys it for you.
Rob Zombie and Alex Cooper are angry. They're just scary.
Registry.
Registry. There you go.
Yeah. Let's see how much they are on what you call it here.
Get a couple families together that'll chip in a couple $100.
There you mean like 10?
I'd be like 10 families.
The cheapest seats.
$200.
The cheapest seats are obstructed view in section 549, which is in the back corner behind the stadium, behind the stage.
Obstructed view.
$2,796.
For T-Swift?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Obstructive view, 2910. Obstructive view, 2933. 2937. 3,000.
Avatar, The Last Airbender in concert? Sorry.
$3,100 obstructed view. $3,150. And these are obstructed. $3,200 obstructed.
You know what I'd rather do with $2,000 than go see her?
Jesus.
Just go on vacation. Take a cruise or something. Like,
dude, you could go to Europe for that kind of money. Well, I did see somebody, this girl was complaining because tickets for Taylor Swift in New Orleans were like $3,000. And she could have flown to another country and seen her in like Germany or something. And they were like $270 for tickets, for standing room only tickets. That's the floor. So, yeah, entertainment's getting expensive. And I saw this, I saw a post today, and I didn't agree with it because they're saying how women are watching football more now because of Taylor Swift, blah, 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 blah. And they're just like, don't people know that if you get more women involved, they're going to buy more tickets and they're going to buy more jerseys. And that gives your team more money for free agency. And they'll be able to keep their good players or pay their good players. Yeah. Then who do they take that out on? What gets raised? Ticket prices. So let's not get excited about that yet, because tickets are already expensive. Yeah, I can't imagine paying $3,000 for a concert ticket of any kind. Even if they could like revive George Harrison and John Lennon, like zombie Beatles, I wouldn't pay
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, there's no way. Prince. There's no way I would pay $3,000.
If it was like Hell's Greatest Hits, you know, Hell brought back all the artists that are down there, I still wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it? Would you sell your soul to the devil for the Hell tour?
Nope.
Michael Jackson, Prince, like the Hell Festival.
Dude, I might consider it.
And it's like,
dude, that'd be one hell of a show.
Prince, Michael Jackson.
At the end of it, the devil just comes and rips your soul out. He said, all right, pay up.
Like with P. Diddy. Remember when P. Diddy had the party with...
No.
Are you talking about South Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember when South Park, P. Diddy, and Satan, like, they had that big party?
Oh, wasn't it like Satan's Sweet 16 or whatever? Yeah.
I mean, you could, like, you could, anybody, like, the Beastie Boys are a frog, because you got, like, you know, zombie King Ed Rock or whatever his name were. Not King Ed Rock, but, and then the Run DMC and the Hell Tour, the Hell Festival.
Yeah, Nirvana, yeah.
Yeah, Nirvana's
Tom
playing.
Petty. Throw Tom Petty up in there.
Bring back
Mozart.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, we don't want people throwing stuff at the stage.
He'll just be the break in between. He'll just play like one single.
Yeah, he could come out like during, yeah, while they're doing the show setup, like to another stage.
Yeah, he'll just,
the halftime
he'll, yeah,
show.
He'll just do, yeah, yeah, he'll just do like a quick little symphony there.
Guitar or gets on the piano and just rips one for us.
Yeah, bring back every front man who's, you know, Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland, Chris
Joplin,
Linkin Park, Chester Bennington.
I don't mean to be mean, but I love when people say Hell must sound nice with all the artists. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure most of them are not there.
They're not gonna. Yeah, I'm not sure they're enjoying themselves.
You know, I might be completely wrong, but
I'm not sure they're putting.
You know, I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson definitely is not gonna be up at the pearly gates.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you don't think so?
I'd be happy to be wrong, but
oh yeah, of course. Eddie Van Halen. Got Van Halen back. Be so cool.
Elvis.
Hellfest lineup. Elvis. Yeah, definitely. We would. We'd have to have Elvis. You can't not have Elvis. If you're going to have dead Beatles, you got to have the Elvis. You know,
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Who else?
Talk about a lineup. Just Johnny
the
Cash
Doors.
And Elvis.
The Doors, right? Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Kobe, because Kobe had a rap album.
Did he? Oh, God. That'll be the start off. Just, you know, that's like Corey Feldman.
I mean, if you're going to have rap, like Tupac
and Biggie.
But, oh, wait, no.
Hold on. No, never mind. You can't have Tupac. He's not dead, though.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You can have Biggie, though.
Yeah.
That's just that Biggie. You got the Beastie Boys, Biggie, the Beastie Boys, and Run DMC, because they all be together. Be a heck of a show for Hellfest
2025.
It would put Woodstock 99 to shame. Because there'd have to be flames everywhere. Everything would have to be on fire because it's hell.
And the only place they advertise for this is Facebook.
Is what?
Facebook.
The only place they advertise for it.
Oh, crap. Well, that's a good one.
Well, that was a nice episode.
Yeah, now we can make our announcement.
Oh, do you want to bring it up? It's your.
I'll bring it up.
You're the one.
Are you pregnant?
It's me who's doing it. We're putting the show on hiatus for a little while.
Do you want us?
This will be our last episode for a while.
I don't want to say a while.
It's going to be a while.
So it's a while for you, but.
I mean, you could start it back up if you want, but.
So basically, just feeling a little burned out.
I'm not burned out. I'm just shutting everything down. Like, you ever see those people that go, I'm getting off Facebook? Like, they make an announcement.
Yeah.
And then they go, and it cracks me up because people go, oh, I'm signing off Facebook. I'll see you all in like 3 months. And then somebody will go, why are you signing off Facebook? And then they respond. You don't have to announce that you're leaving Facebook. Just leave it for a while. You know, you don't owe anybody. You don't have to make an announcement.
They probably won't even notice.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
It's like the whole South Park where it's like, he's getting off of social media.
Oh, yeah, like, they were off that, what was it, the girl was off Twitter, right?
Yeah, and they were acting like they were killing themselves.
Yeah, because they thought they killed themselves because they were getting off Twitter. No, I'm shutting down a lot of my stuff on purpose, which just kind of doing a reboot and a reset because I want to. So, it includes this and other things, but I don't have to make an announcement about any of that. I have to make an announcement about this because, you know, our four listeners will be upset. They don't know why we're doing episodes in the future.
And Mikey, if you still want to do them, I'm more than happy to. I'm just not going to, you know, if you and Tim want to do them, I'm more than happy. I've learned when I tried to stream that I can't sit here and talk to myself.
It's easy, but I don't want to do it right now.
I would say at this point, like if something needs to be discussed, like some big topic comes out, like at least maybe at the end of like the Dragon Show,
mm-hmm.
when this season ends, we can maybe have a podcast to discuss that.
I'm down for that.
Maybe like a mid-season one or something.
Definitely, because they're hyping up this episode 4, Dance of the Dragons. I definitely, if that episode is up to the hype, I want to do it after that.
Yes.
But.
Or if we see a movie or something, like, I saw Inside Out too. But
is that good?
How is it? I've only heard good things.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen the first one, and so I was still able to follow it. Like,
the first one's good.
You don't have to watch the first one to watch the second one. It seems you might catch some things, maybe some Easter eggs or something. But I mean, they seem like they did a good job catching up, or like kind of looping everyone in and get everyone on the same story. But
well, you think they did that because like kids now may not have seen the first one. You know, 6-7 year old.
Well, it's been so long. Yeah. Since the first one.
That's like, a good movie. I like the first one.
I thought it really teaches. There was a couple like adult moments that just for the adults to like understand. Like it was kind of funny.
They've done that. Like if you watch, like you're like, did you ever see Rugrats in Paris? Was it Rugrats in Paris? Where was the one where the guy got married? Was that Rugrats in Paris?
I think so.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah.
Like the whole beginning of the movie was like a whole ripoff of The Godfather.
Okay.
Because somebody was getting married and no kid understood what was going on. But the parents, because the movie came out like, what, 25 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
20-something years ago. So it went over everybody's head but the parents. But the whole beginning of the movie, the kids are doing a Godfather. You know, you come on the day of my so-and-so's wedding and... So it was perfect. So they have to put in those adult, you know, jokes for people because they know their audience, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, I think a lot of like teenagers and like maybe young adults, like in their 20s, probably saw Inside Out, the original, when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just good to keep them in the loop. So it's not just aimed towards, you know, one audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I asked Josie to go to the movies with me this weekend. She don't want to go because she don't want to sit through a movie that's 3 hours long, nor a Western. So.
What a lame kid.
She's
doesn't
like.
Doesn't have her driver's like, license. Doesn't like, want to sit through a movie.
She's like, that doesn't even sound appealing at all. I said, I'm going to the movie next weekend. So you can go if you want. I said, but I didn't bother asking you because I didn't think you would go. I said, because one is 3 hours long. And she like gave me this face. I said, and it's a Western. She's like, yeah, that doesn't sound appealing at all. I was like, okay. But for those who want to go, Riff Tracks is coming up in August.
Oh, what are they doing?
They are doing Point Break.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Hit me. If you get tickets, I will go with you.
Well, me and Josie are going. It's the same. It's a week before Mikey's wedding.
Ooh, is it on a Friday?
It's on a Thursday.
Oh yeah, gosh.
It's like Thursday. Slipknot is the 6th, so I think it's the 8th. I think. Because Slipknot's a Tuesday, and then Thursday the 8th is that. Then Metallica's the 11th, and then Mikey gets married, and I got my half a day off, Mikey. So. Okay. Chris loves Mikey, obviously, because he took half a day off for work for him. Even though I hate my job, so it doesn't really matter. But
hey, I took 2 days off for it.
But I did take a half day for a wedding, and I don't even like going to weddings. Not just
I gotta get up to Kokomo and get my tux. Yeah. I have to get up there.
You can bring your work up from here. You can bring your work.
Why when I hate the job?
You can come here and work with me.
I'm sitting there in my staff meeting today looking for jobs. I was actively being paid to look for jobs.
That's not.
And there's nothing. I can't stand it right now. There's nothing in Richmond. Nothing that like I said earlier, nothing that I can get a raise for.
They ain't got no McDonald's paying $20 an hour like they do out in California.
No.
Did you see? So like all these restaurants, like they have to pay their staff $20 an hour. Like there was a McDonald's that's been at this location for 30 something years, closed down because they couldn't afford to pay their staff $20 an hour.
Huh? It's like what us reasonable people said would happen happened.
Well, they nobody listens to us, Chris. We're just stupid.
I know we're stupid Republicans.
I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. We're stupid conservatives. Get it right.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Stupid conservative. Gotta make sense. Don't make sense.
I guess I'm more independent than I am conservative anymore because I really like, and I've brought it up before, I really like Kennedy and I like Rainwater for governor.
We need a new governor. God, this is,
are you talking about? Is that
governor of Indiana? We need a new governor because, like, they need a new mayor too in Indianapolis. Because I
feel place is so crime ridden.
It is so crime ridden, but like there was a shooting. It was a stabbing last week. Some guy stabbed 7 people in a parking. So it was at this restaurant. I guess there's been a lot of trouble. So, like, there was a disagreement among people. This guy wasn't even part of the disagreement, and he stabbed, 7 people. Meanwhile, you got poor Cameron Riddle on Fox 59, right? Poor Cameron Riddle. That guy's got to have PTSD because they send him out to every crime that's going on in Indianapolis, from shootings to stabbings to car accidents.
How does he get his sleep?
Poor Cameron. I feel bad for Cameron Riddle. Like, send the guy to the
station. They give him a shot of whiskey and say, "Get back out there, champ."
This poor guy. Cameron Riddle, Fox 59 News. Oh, another shooting. We talked to the neighbor next door.
Keep poor an Cameron. Eye on his next report and see if he's got, the shakes.
He's going to. Guy's going to be, he's gonna be able, 3-day beard because he ain't shaved. Because you know he's
probably have to coach him up. Come on. Has to be engaged in this, and he's just so sad and just this, you have to get their attention on this, and he's just
he's gonna look like the reporters from in Batman when they couldn't wear any makeup in the original.
He's like
Michael Keaton Batman.
No, I don't remember Eeyore. That I'm sorry,
he'll be like Eeyore, just the way he's fucking.
This shooting occurred about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, what? Bother.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking.
Nobody knows nothing.
The suspect is at large. There was a black vehicle that was spotted leaving the crime scene.
I thought you were going to say something else. Like, I did thought those too.
I almost said it, but I wasn't going to say it out loud. We're all thinking it.
If you know anything, please call the police tip line.
He doesn't need to write the tip line down. He has it memorized.
He's got it all memorized. He's probably, you know what? It's probably the same script every day. He just insert name here or insert crime.
Insert street.
Oh my gosh.
He could be like Joe Biden and start entering just insert crime here and just start reading off the telestrator. What, you know? Because he's done it so many times. I feel bad for Cameron Riddle. Send that guy out to the state fair this year and do the food. Make him eat food.
Give that guy a date with the weather girl.
Huh? There is no date. There is no weather girl.
Oh.
I mean, man, unless he can hook up with another weather girl on another channel.
Like Brad?
So.
Yeah.
It's sad. But anyway, so that kind of ends that. So poor Cameron Riddle. I wouldn't want to be a news guy right now like Cameron Riddle. So we're sad for Cameron Riddle.
He's the crime boss to get, more airtime. Oh, yeah. Maybe he's orchestrating everything.
He's handing out guns to young people. Hey, you want to look cool?
Want to be on the news?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Famous?
You want your SoundCloud to be advertised?
I'll make you famous.
Sit on that couch over there.
Wait, the dark turn.
That went a different way than I expected.
Boy, the fall of Cameron Riddle. End up on Vice, that Vice channel. All right,
well, thank you for listening to another episode. You can catch us at Hoosier Nerds on Facebook, Pod Nerds on Twitter. Watch us at your favorite place on YouTube, and your favorite podcasting sites, iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, and Amazon. And if you don't know, now you're nerds.